May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I too would like to thank the Dean and all here at Westminster Abbey for opening this space and making this time available to honor Daddy's memory. And as those who were part of the planning of the memorial with him know, as the notes went back and forth, he kept saying, "Oh, it sounds like it's going to be wonderful. I wish I could be there." And I'm sure he is. And I'm sure he is up in the heavenly host pointing out who is here and reminding them how he knows them and the ways that he has been blessed by friends and family gathered here today. Our readings today are wonderful readings for an occasion such as this. Because if you look at Leviticus, normally the Leviticus readings are laws set out, what you must do when you do this, what must be slaughtered, who must be put to death, what happens when you eat the wrong food, when you mix the wrong materials. But in this, the Lord simply says, this is how you are to love one another. This is how you are to treat one another in order to show that you know that I am the Lord your God. It isn't right now about your sacrifices. It isn't right now about your diet. It isn't right now about keeping the feasts. It is about caring for the alien in your midst. It is about caring for your neighbor. It is for living with justice. And this country, this place, where Daddy first experienced being a legal alien. Because much of the time in apartheid South Africa, we felt as black South Africans that we were aliens in our own land. But he came and was an alien in this land and was welcomed. He was welcomed by people like the Comba sisters, on whose doorstep he appeared on his first birthday here and just knocked on their door and said, "Your brother said I should pop in on you when I'm here in London." Not realizing that when they say check in on our family, they mean you call first and get invited. Because Aunt Mary and Aunt Margaret then told us that they went into the kitchen and said, "What are we going to do? What are we going to serve him?" And it was Aunt Margaret's birthday the next day, and so they had bought her a birthday cake. They said, "Well, I guess we're going to have to give him the birthday cake." And when they brought it out, he said, "How did you know it's my birthday?" The welcome that he received from people in Golders Green and in Bletchingly that made our family feel like part of the community. That even as we recognized in Bletchingly that we stood out in that small village. The only 6 black people in that small village. And yet we were welcomed and made to feel that that was indeed our home. Of people like Martin, who welcomed Daddy as a student and went above and beyond any call to caring for this young man from South Africa and helped him bring the family over, introduced us to his family, became my younger sister's godfather, became a part of our family, and allowed us to be a part of his. Of the Alexanders, who then traveled to South Africa and came to visit us at our weird boarding schools in Eswatini, bringing for us really great treats that we did not get very often. Lots and lots of sweets, and we became the most popular students on campus. That this community, let Daddy know, let us know what God's love looks like on a daily basis. What God's love looks like from one person to another. Let us know what it meant to love your neighbor as yourself. And then in the Beatitudes, Jesus talks about how blessed different people are. And it's not that easy, oh, I'm too blessed to be stressed kind of blessing. Because in that reading, it is clear that it is a blessing that comes through pain, through dreaming a better world, through striving for a better world. And Daddy knew he was blessed. Blessed even in the midst of all the evil apartheid tried to place on him. The death threats, the removal of his passport, all the ways the apartheid government tried to push down his spirit and the spirit of our people. But he knew he was blessed because he knew he was prayed for around the world. He came home one time from a trip to the U.S. and said, "When I was in California, I met an anchorite who said she wakes up at 3 o'clock every morning and prays for us in South Africa and prays for me by name. How can apartheid stand against the prayers of God's people around the world?" He knew a blessing that was a blessing of being part of one faith, part of a church that knew itself as the body of Christ, and knew that not one part of God's body can suffer without all the body suffering. And that therefore, he knew he was blessed because he knew he was held and loved and prayed for. That the people of South Africa were held and loved and prayed for by God's people around the world, around the clock, around the calendar. And so, in this time when we gather to commemorate him, my dad, Utatam, the real words I bring are his gratitude for the love and support, for enabling him to know that he was blessed, even in the darkest